For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri Governor Mike Parson activated the National Guard yesterday as, quote, a precautionary measure in response to civil unrest. Planned demonstrations continue across the country and in St. Louis after a Kentucky grand jury did not charge police officers in the killing of Breonna Taylor after a police raid. The Guard will assist local law enforcement if necessary. In a press release, Parson says he is saddened by recent acts of violence and that he, quote, fully supports the right of citizens to peacefully protest. UM System President and MU Chancellor Moon Choi says MU will continue in-person learning with, quote, the way that things are going now. The Columbia Missourian reports Choi updated the UM System Board of Curators yesterday. Choi says there has been 100% compliance of mask wearing and social distancing in classrooms, and that there have been no known in-class transmission of COVID-19 on the Columbia campus. Choi also defended the university's decision not to offer widespread testing for asymptomatic students. Curator Maurice Graham also presented a recommendation to consolidate the Women's and Children's Hospital with the main MU Healthcare Hospital complex south of MU's campus. The Columbia School Board heard the latest draft of Columbia Public Schools' phased-in learning plan yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports Superintendent Peter Stiepelman presented the revised draft. One key issue is when students would begin hybrid learning again, that is, when students would attend classes 2 days per week and learn virtually the rest of the week. The latest plan has Phase 1 bringing back pre-K through 2nd grade students first, as well as special education students in kindergarten through 2nd grade and students in career or tech ed classes. Phase 2 would bring back 3rd through 5th graders. Phase 3 would bring back middle school students, and Phase 4 would bring back high school students. The board also discussed the challenges of phased-in learning, specifically focusing on staffing. Stiepelman will present a final plan to the board on October 12th. Hospitals in Springfield are approaching capacity due to a continuing surge of coronavirus cases. The Springfield News Leader reports that officials at Springfield's two major hospital systems, Cox Health and Mercy, told the Springfield City Council this week that they are running out of staff and capacity. Cox Medical Center was housing a record 82 patients Monday, including around 35 in the hospital's special unit for COVID-19. Hospitals are also struggling with staffing shortages, in part because workers are in quarantine. Cox Health CEO Steve Edwards says his hospital has seen more deaths in the past month than the rest of the year combined. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.